RN Teresa Brown is a frequent contributor to the New York Times opinion page and a leading voice on healthcare as seen from the nurse's perspective. Her new book, The Shift, One Nurse, 12 Hours, Four Patients' Lives, is a firsthand account of what nurses do day in, day out, and looks to open our eyes to the intense, frustrating, and often joyful profession that is really the heart and soul of any hospital. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Teresa Brown to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. What brought you to want to write about your experience and the experience of nurses?
I really wanted the public to understand how important nurses are to good patient care. I think the vast majority of people don't really get that. And I wanted to give people a very textured, detailed sense of what is the day like and how intimately involved we are with our patients and with whether things are going well or badly for them.
Why do you think more people don't get that?
I blame a lot of it on television shows because most medical TV shows, show only doctors. And in fact, they show doctors doing work that nurses actually do in real life, which is a shame because then nurses don't even appear as characters doing our ordinary work. And what I would love to see is medical shows that had doctors and had nurses the way true healthcare actually works.
So with that said, it does seem for any of us, for anyone of us who has been in a hospital, I certainly can say that the nurses are the ones who sort of keep it all together. So people who have had experience in a hospital seem to understand that. Would you agree?
I think that's right. I think people who've been sick themselves or had a sick relative, they really see what nurses do. And in fact, I've had relatives say to me, oh, we were just in the hospital, and because of your writing, I really noticed the nurses, and they really do a lot.
And when it comes to, and you write about this in the book, that nurse is also a very generic term, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. And nursing is getting more and more specialized as healthcare in general gets more and more specialized. So I'm an oncology nurse, worked with bone marrow transplant patients, leukemia and lymphoma patients, and that's even very different from, say, nurses who work with solid tumor cancers. And we get a fair amount of training to know how to give chemotherapy, know what's involved with all of the different drugs and how they're going to affect our patients.
When you look at the challenges facing nurses now, what do you see those challenges as?
The real challenge is we keep being asked to do more with less, and you can only do that for so long before the system just breaks down or things fall through the cracks. So I really am worried about the amount of money in healthcare we're spending on salaries and executive compensation, and I worry that that's ending up being fewer nurses working, which is not good for patients.
When it comes to that dynamic, what can change that?
Just an orientation in focus. There's data increasingly coming out that shows how important nurses are to patient care, how important having appropriate levels of nurse staffing are to patient care. And that was really another impetus for me in writing the book because it's four patients' lives. And some people said, well, four patients, that doesn't sound like anything. And then they read the book and they see how sick the people are and all that's going on with them. And then they understand how each patient really involves quite a bit from the nurse. And as a society and a healthcare system, we could start to recognize that and really reward that.
Talk to us a little bit about how you chose to write the book in this manner. As you just suggested, the subtitle is One Nurse, 12 Hours, Four Patients' Lives. So to look at it through that 12-hour shift.
Yeah, I really wanted to tell longer stories so that people would have more of the feeling of a novel instead of a lot of medical books have, say, this chapter is on procedures and this chapter is on pharmaceuticals or, you know, whatever. And those are great books, but I thought to really give people a sense of what healthcare feels like, they need to get a longer story for the whole length of the book. And then paradoxically, it occurred to me that the way to do that is to write about one shift. And I explained it to myself as it's not just a day in the life of a nurse, but it's all the life in one day in a hospital. And as people who read the book will see, so much can change and happen and take place during every single shift.
How unusual or regular is the kind of shift that you read about?
It's somewhat unusual in that the two patients I had, Mr. Hampton and Sheila, were both people who came in and my expectations for them got completely upended. So Sheila, I thought, was basically fine, a patient with a kind of interesting and unusual blood disorder, but it turns out she actually had a very serious surgical problem. Then Mr. Hampton was a frail, elderly man getting a drug that can be toxic, and he actually did completely differently than I expected also. So that particular day made a huge impression on me as a nurse that we can't see inside of people with all of our tests and scans. We think we know what's going on, but sometimes we just don't, and sometimes we're wrong. And that seemed like an important lesson to take home. So the level of busyness in the shift is very characteristic, and I've certainly had more difficult days than the shift that I describe, but these two juxtaposed patients was unusual.
Give us a sense of what it's like when the 12 hours is up, because then you could be back tomorrow or you could be back in 3 days.
Yeah, well, I ride my bike to and from work, or I did when I had that job, and I always use the ride home, which was pretty much uphill, and in Pittsburgh that can be challenging, as a way to try and clear my mind. But pretty much when I would be home, I would be done for. And I think just through our training and acculturation, nurses get very good at turning it off and turning it on. So no matter how tired I feel when I go to bed that night, if I have a shift the next morning, I'll be awake and alert and ready for that shift. And then finally, when my run of days is over, whether it's 1, 2, or 3, then I would catch up on my sleep that first day back at home.
So you also have that idea where you could come back to those same patients and continue or start, press the reset button and be in a completely different experience.
Yes, and when you can come back for 2 or 3 days in a row and take care of the same people, it really is fabulous, and it's fabulous for them. It's sort of the gold standard as what we call continuity of care, and yet the way shifts in nursing are organized, that's really de-emphasized by the structure of the work. And we even have patients who leave and come back, leave and come back, and it would be great if, you know, the same nurses could take care of those people, because there's so many little details that it's very important to remember. So it's always nice when you can have the same people and really, you know, watch over them for 2 or 3 days. That's quite a pleasure.
The relationship with the doctors, how would you characterize that relationship?
It can be difficult. It's really, I would say, a minority of doctors who are hard for nurses to work with, but they seem to have an outsized influence because their behavior often goes unaddressed. My experience shows me that the absolute best care comes when doctors are working with nurses. So I'm very clear about that in the book. When Sheila is discovered to have a surgical problem, it actually turns out the surgeon assigned to her is a friend of mine. And that makes a huge amount of difference, because then he and I can really communicate with each other. I trust him, he trusts me. And then the resident on her case, who ends up being responsible for a lot of the coordination of care, is my real-life next-door neighbor. So that really meant a lot, too, because he and I knew each other really, really well, and it just felt natural to work together. But if doctors and nurses don't know each other and there's a strong sense of the hierarchy on the doctor's part. It's sort of like, I'm the one calling the shots, and you're just going to listen, and you don't tell me what's going on.
You have written columns about doctors who bully nurses, and you've gotten a lot of negative mail, not surprisingly, from doctors.
Yes. Yeah. So one of the columns I wrote was called Physician, Heal Thyself, H-E-E-L, in the New York Times, which I thought was very clever, and there were physicians who did not. So that was hard. In retrospect, the positive thing about that, if positive is the right word, was that the physicians were basically bullying me on the New York Times comment section, and it really ended up proving my point. It wasn't pleasant for me to have to go through that, but it showed that this is a behavior that doctors engage in, and they feel like they can do it with impunity, and it's not good.
But there's also the feeling, you get this in the book, that there are times where you're all on the same page and everybody's in this together.
Yes. And that's more typical. And I really wanted to show that in the book, because also it gives a model for what healthcare everywhere should be. And I definitely feel like, too, that the new generation of MDs are very different. They look at the hierarchy very differently, especially the fact that there are more women makes a difference. There are more doctor-doctor couples, so there's more men dealing with childcare, and that definitely makes a difference. Like, I think there's just a lot more patience, no pun intended. But also, as I show in the book, the fellows are they're between the intern and resident and the attendings, and we work with them very closely. And those doctors, we always call by their first name. We got to know them really well. And it's just great to have a relationship like that, because that's the way it needs to be, that you're colleagues.
Mm. How, aware, as a nurse and as a clinical nurse, how aware is your employer of your writing and what you write about?
Yeah, I've actually switched jobs since the job I was doing that I wrote The Shift about, and my employer was very aware. We had some uncomfortable moments, especially around what I wrote about doctors, and then some moments when they felt really proud to have me there. So it can be complicated and difficult, and I would say it's an understanding that evolves.
And that understanding, as you say, it evolves, but eventually it works out, and they understand.
Yeah, well, I did end up leaving that job in part because it had gotten just uncomfortable. I mean, I had a lot of support, but then I had some people who didn't like having me there. Then the next job I went to, it was fine. It was very different.
And not to belabor this point, but you still write the column, and you are still working as a nurse.
Yes.
So that dynamic still presents itself, I assume.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's gotten easier for me because I know the territory better. I think I just happened to be working for a hospital system that was very focused on control.
Mm.
And they felt like what I was doing was making them look bad, even though it was all anonymous. And, you know, that was how they felt. And it made more sense for me to go somewhere else.
And just because I'm curious, and you mentioned TV shows earlier, what did you make of Nurse Jackie?
See, I have actually written columns defending Nurse Jackie. Nurse Jackie was a great representation of nursing on TV, and probably the only really good contemporary representation of nursing on TV. Was the character Nurse Jackie reprehensible and scary at times because she was a drug addict? Absolutely. I never would defend her behavior. But the show itself really did a nice job of showing what nurses do.
And really their power, right? I mean, this is what you were saying before, the power that they have within that hospital structure.
Yeah, and the great thing about her is that she was a great patient advocate. And, you know, one of the very first shows a kid comes in who has had a bad fall, and she tells the doctor to get a CT scan, and he ignores her, and then there was a brain bleed, and the kid's not okay, and, you know, she says, when I tell you to get a scan, you get a, well, profanity scan, and I don't know if real nurses could necessarily get away with that, but versions of that definitely happen, and it's, that's part of our job, is to be there looking out for the patients like that.
Well, the name of the book is The Shift, One Nurse, 12 Hours, Four Patients' Lives. It is published by Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. Teresa Brown, congratulations on the book and the great reviews you've been getting for it. And I thank you very much for spending time with us. Thank you. Again, the title of the book is The Shift by Teresa Brown. It is published by Algonquin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.